everybody. Welcome to another great episode of the TBMP. I am your host for today, Big Mo, and I'm joined today by my fellow host, Young Rob.
What's up, y'all?
And the ever clever, Young Ryan.
What's up, everybody? Welcome to the show.
And today we actually got a crazy, weird episode for you guys today. It's a little bit of a curveball than our normal stuff. We're going to list our three irrational fears / phobias, and we're going to share them with you guys. You know, a little personal stuff. But before we get into our episode, we're actually going to get into the news this week. So, start it off. I'll go ahead and go first. I don't know if you guys have heard this, but on Netflix has provided a first glimpse into the upcoming animated series for Good Times.
Damn.
And the picture that I had is they show an old picture of Good Times from 1974. Can't believe it's been that long. And then they
is that with what's his face?
I'm be shocked if you know his name. Yeah, come on over there, Rude. Don't let me down, sir.
You the one that's in jail?
Nah, you're thinking of what's his name?
Who's in jail? Who y'all talking about?
Bill Cosby. He's thinking of Bill Cosby.
That's the Cosby Show. I can't take your black car, so you did.
Yeah.
You don't have one to take, but I was gonna be shocked if you knew. Good Times with the show with what was that? John Amos. Was a dad, and then you had Jimmy Walker. He was like one of his kids. Dynamite! You hear that saying?
I heard of it, but I can't think of it. We never saw
the show, baby. We're not, I'm 90s, baby.
I heard of that reference, but I don't even know. I probably,
Not on surprise. I was a bit more shocked if you knew, but
the dad, I've seen him in a couple films. He's pretty popular.
Yes. Yeah. He was in, I think last time I seen him in was Coming to America, the sequel, Coming to America.
Oh, okay.
That's the last thing I seen him in. Yeah.
He's the dad, right, of Old Girl?
Yep. Yes. Oh,
yeah.
Yes.
McDowell, that's, Mr. That's, McDowell.
Yes. Yep. Yes. Yeah. That was the father in Good Times. But yeah, I see what they're doing. They're trying to make it like, because obviously it's not going to take place in the 70s now. They're making it a modern family, but the same like essential family lineup.
Hmm.
I don't know what they're going to. I mean, they're really trying to do this, man. They're trying to tackle, because that show was all about black issues in the hood, bro. Like, so if they're really that brave to tackle that, then let's see what they got, because it's some criticism coming their way. I was watching one next the Netflix to know that, because black folk gonna be watching you extra close on this one, man.
Mm-hmm.
Out of all the shows, you could have just made a show with a black family. We'd have been like, all right, cool. But you took it to the Good Times. There's some topics on there, man. Like. Mm-hmm. So I don't know. Let's see if they stay true to, you know, how edgy and
that is true.
Controversial that show was. So we'll see, man. I'll check it out at least. I'll watch it. I'll be like,
do a couple episodes.
Yeah, I'll at least watch the pilot and see where it go.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then, well, my second bit of news was for the Dragon's Dogma game, which just released yesterday. So, you know, I've been hearing a lot of, you know, good and bad reviews. Personally, I'm going to give it a shot. You know what I mean? Just waiting for that payday.
Hmm.
Okay.
Because it's going, you know, slow.
But that's good. Because I already talked to Ruby. We both like, yeah, we good. We good. But it's good to have somebody that's going to like play it, and then we can kind of get it.
Right,
and then you
can
obviously live with them. So you better get a glimpse of it yourself. So you guys can let me know, you know, on the next show.
On top of the gaming news, too, man, one game that I got to give a shout out to is the Helldivers. I've been playing it a lot right now with my brother. Bro, strong recommend, Big Ryan, whenever you get a chance.
Let's.
For $40, it's not even that expensive. It's not like it's not gonna break the bank, you know what I mean? So,
Ruben said he over it already. Only because there's nobody to play with.
Yeah.
But I mean, I was getting into it. I don't mind playing with randos, you know what I mean? But really good.
Yeah.
So yes,
I mean, it's not too bad. Sometimes, I think a little bit. Some of the guys were trying to grief him a little bit in one of the games. But yeah, other than that, like it's not too bad.
But that's kind of like I kind of like that there's friendly fire, because in most games, you know, we'll try and, you know, we all try and hit each other, but because of the game mechanics, won't let you.
Yeah.
But this one, you can actually do it. So there's sportsmanship. There's conduct. You know, so code of conduct.
Yeah, basically how people will act like
And I've gotten kicked out, like, on accident, you know, by accidentally killing my own dudes on accident.
And they booted your ass out of here.
So I've gotten kicked out before. So, yeah, yeah, boom my ass. But yeah, so, like, it's not like a, yeah, I mean, like, you can do shit about it.
Yeah, yeah.
But yeah, strong recommend you, Ryan. Who you got?
I mean, you know, it's something we can all play together. So just off that, and it's, you just said it's $40, so.
Yeah,
that sounds up my alley, sir.
And everything and all the add-ons, you can buy them. Like I said, you can find the
microtransactions.
Yeah, you can get the stuff through the missions. So in the end, you'll never have to buy anything. Like you'll get everything, the skins and all that.
Oh,
Damn.
Yeah, okay. So, yeah, now just off that.
Just 40 and done, you know?
Yeah, 40 and done.
Yep, literally.
Yeah. All right. Maybe we can play that soon. I'll go next. There is a new movie from WB Studios and James Gunn that was announced this week.
Oh, Lord.
It is, I don't know if you guys heard this news.
I think I might have seen, is it The Penguin?
No. Oh, but, you know, being that you did drop that little nugget of information, they did have a trailer for that TV show that released this week as well. I watched it. I don't know why they're making a Penguin show. I don't know. They're doing these little weird spinoffs of characters. I mean, but Peacemaker worked, right?
Yeah.
So there's no reason why Penguin can't work either.
The Joker did well too, by itself.
A TV show?
I mean the movie, like when they did
Him Alone. Oh, just a spinoff. Yeah, yeah.
Just Him Alone. Yeah.
So, I mean, I seen the trailer, like, I'll watch it. I'm not impressed. Mm-hmm. I'm not underwhelmed. It's just like, okay, trailer was released, boom. So, but it's Teen Titans, sir.
Mm-hmm.
Live action Teen Titans is headed our way. You see, now, guys, listen, did you notice the panel's reaction to this news? They didn't seem too happy.
Because
you know why? Because they're taking stuff that we just talked about this, man. They're taking stuff that people, I know what they're trying to do. They're like, people love Teen Titans. Let's give them live action. But stop. You gave a Titans TV show and it was mid.
Right.
And now you're going to say, let's try it. Let's get our hands into a movie. So you're going to give us 2 hours of mid? I'm scared, man. We are afraid, Hollywood. We can't be happy for this news.
Yeah.
So I just want y'all to take note how we reacted to this news. We're not too happy. But that is coming. So clench your cheeks, fellas.
Mm-hmm.
Could be good, could be bad. Next bit of news. We have another movie universe coming our way.
Hello?
Yeah. Yeah, another cinematic universe is coming, sir.
Mm.
It is called the Pooniverse.
Mm?
Not Poon, you nasty bastards.
Hello?
Like Winnie the Pooh.
Oh, okay. Oh,
not Pooh, say Pooh. As in Winnie the Pooh, Blood and Honey. They're going to be a horror universe, cinematic universe. There's going to be movies in all one universe, and they're all going to come together. And what they're dubbing,
Pooniverse, Monsters Assemble.
You guys don't seem happy about this news, guys. I'm giving you nuggets of gems here that are coming our way.
You know, they're going to have Steamboat Mickey in there.
Mickey didn't make the cut. So this is who I have so far, and it could be more. I'll be missing some people. You have a Bambi movie coming. You have a Tinkerbell movie coming. Of course, you already know about Pinocchio. That's coming.
Right.
You got Peter Pan, evil Peter Pan, bro. Yeah, this is just the Mad Hatter, which
that one maybe
okay.
Fair enough. I could see that being something. And last but not least, with a curveball with this one, y'all, Sleeping Beauty. Those are the bangers we're getting from Hollywood.
I mean, if it's a modern day, like, women, maybe feminism's kind of like Snow White, maybe she might be evil in that sense. I don't know,
just like a regular chick, man. That's pretty scary if you think about it. But for a single man, that is a horror in itself.
I feel like I would be safe because I don't eat apples. No, it's like,
hey, she's gonna give you something else, brother. You're gonna eat something else. Now, obviously, I'm not watching that, so I know y'all not watching it, but I'm good. I watched the first Blood and Honey, and no, it wasn't horrible, but I'm good.
You would have to tie me down and open my eyelids.
Yeah, but for the fans of that, you know, that sort of movie, it's coming, so you're welcome from Hollywood, from me to you. And then my last piece of news is they did have a trailer, but it wasn't really a trailer. We'll just say a teaser trailer for Beetlejuice.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So from what I gathered from the trailer, did you guys see it?
That's right.
They're like, what was the dad's name? Was his name Charles? I believe his name was Charles. I can't remember. It's been a while since I watched Beetlejuice. But they show a funeral and they show the women of the family and somebody's missing. So I just did the math. Like, it's a good way to kind of say why his character wouldn't be in a movie. Mm-hmm. It's a good way to say why Lydia's daughter, which is played by Jenna Ortega, is grieving. Mm-hmm. And it's a good way to say why she enlists the help of somebody that you shouldn't say his name three times. Mm-hmm. So that's the premise I'm getting from it. I mean, I could be wrong, but that's what it looked like to me. But I wish they would have did this earlier, man. You can see the makeup.
Yeah, Michael Keaton. I saw him. He's like, man, my man's look. He's tired, man. Just give him a rest already, man.
Yeah,
let my man retire already.
Let that man. So how they gonna do another one after this? I don't know. I don't know if he got a kid, maybe.
Because he's got to deliver a lot of energy, bro. He's very energetic. So
He didn't seem like it.
Yeah,
he just seemed like he was just there, like. Okay, my presence is here, but I didn't feel. But it was a teaser, so you know, I'm gonna keep that in mind too. So as of right now, I'm mid. What's a full release trailer and that, you know, kind of see more of him as Beetlejuice instead of just like a picture of him and him saying like the juice is loose, which is still that's a dope little line.
I like that line.
That was dope. But yeah, that's still coming in September. So either way, I'm gonna watch it. You already know that.
Mm.
Yeah, but yeah, that's my news. What you got, Ruby?
So my better news is the new Dragon Ball series, Sparking Zero, is coming out. It's a part of the Budokai Tenkaichi series from Bandai Namco. So this is kind of like kind of open world, and it's like a progression through the levels. And if you're kind of fighting you get to fight as different people. And then you have unlocked Super Saiyan Blue in this one. And they've had a bunch of these. They've, you know, had them over the years as the anime series progresses. They've had them before. And now, since the series is like as super where it ended, now they have all the characters, they have everybody, so it's like from start to finish kind of thing. They have Unreal Engine graphics in there, so that shit looks clean. Animation looks pretty crisp on there. So obviously, I'm excited for that one when it comes out. And then, some people. And then to stay on the topic of Dragon Ball, I don't know if you guys heard, but in Saudi Arabia, they are planning to open the first Dragon Ball theme park with about 30 plus attractions, 5 state-of-the-art rides, and 7 theme zones.
Damn, that sounds pretty cool. Saudi Arabia?
People were mad because it's like, goddamn, like we got to fly all the way over there just to fucking experience Dragon Ball Z shit.
Mm.
I couldn't have been like Miami or something, you know?
Yeah.
But, yeah. But I seen some concept art. That shit looks pretty.
Yeah, you know they got that dough, so it can look. Yeah. It can very look like those pictures look, bro.
They're gonna go
easily.
Bamboozle. Yeah,
bro, it's gonna look like you're in the show. I'm 100% sure it's gonna look that good, bro. They got the money for it. There's no reason why it won't look that good. So
I'll be interested in like what shit you can buy, like maybe Super Saiyan hair or something. I don't know.
Oh yeah, they're gonna have all the merch, brother. All the merch. And then not only that, but they're gonna have obviously themed restaurants. You're gonna be able to eat the food. Yep. And then they're gonna have like hotel too. So that's gonna be crazy.
Little Capsule Corp.
The
capsule stuff. Saudi Arabia was on my just to go, but now like, oh well, you know.
You got something to look forward to.
That's an 18 something, 20 something hour plane ride, but
I've done no flights like that before, so yeah, I know they're not that fun, but you gotta get there, bro.
Only difference now is that it's willingly. No, just kidding. No.
Nah, the other ones was willing too. Like anywhere I went with the military was on a ship, so I don't know. I mean, that's more reason for me to fly out there, I guess.
Yeah.
I mean, like I said, I always wanted to go, but I mean, just to see that be dope, man.
Yeah, we got to save up for that one because it's going to be first class all the way over there.
You got
to
be.
That's probably the preferred way to do it like Ruben said, that's a long flight. So if you got to do it, at least business at the very least. But if you can be first, preferred, man, you chilling.
Hey.
That's true. But yeah, but that's all I got.
All right, fellas. So we're going to kick it off with our first phobia of the day. I'll go first, and this is actually a real phobia that I have. So I wanted to, I was going through the list, and I wanted to make them, you know, personal and relatable.
You know what I thought about? And I almost about to hit y'all up and be like, you know what? I don't know if I want to do this episode.
Oh, Lord.
Look here, man. Listeners, we about to expose some things to y'all. I'm not comfortable Like, because, I mean, we got a couple of followers right now. Y'all going to be knowing some things about us now. I'm feeling kind of vulnerable right now. Y'all going to be knowing my phobias. Y'all might come at me with one of these things just to mess with me.
But please don't.
But I mean, I don't want you to, but I feel like somebody just to be a dick would probably do it. So, I mean, you know, y'all got to, you know, be nice to us because I'm exposing myself right now. So, you know, and all of us are like Mo said. We telling y'all some deep, dark secrets right now. So, you know, you're welcome. Yeah. And damn it, I'm feeling some type of way.
Mm-hmm. You're like, I might lie on one of these. So for my first one is acrophobia. And if you guys don't know what this one is, it's the fear of heights. Oh, yeah, fear of heights.
Yeah, heights. There you go.
You know, I did a painting job back in the day, and I was a painter. And one of the first jobs or the first things you have to do is just masking, you know, everything, you know, covering it.
Yeah.
Bro, tell me why I had to mask the gutters. You know where the gutter is? It's on the roof. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. And this was at a school, so they had that 20-foot ladder, the one with the rope in the middle. I was like, dang, bro. And, you know, everybody has to pick a spot. You know, you pick that wall. I got this one. I happen to be on the side of the wall where there's a fence with the spikes. You know, I'm like, oh, hell no. Like, I got to go up there. Bro, it took me
I can see my death already, bro. I'm like, I'm going to die.
The whole day to take out one fucking piece of paper that was stuck all the way until I couldn't get it. It was just like a little piece of masking with tape that was stuck. And it was on the corner of the wall, and I shimmied my ladder all the way as much as I could. And the guy's like, dude, just go up there and get it. And I was like
nah.
I'm going to get there.
I'm like, I'll do it. Just let me do it on my time.
Yeah.
And my ladder was shaking, bro. They called me crazy legs because my legs would shake. And
man.
You know what I'm saying? Damn. So I did that job for a little while, and then got myself a ground job, a dental assistant job. You know what I'm saying? So
it's nice and stable down here.
I like it leveled. You know what I'm saying? That is my experience with acrophobia.
Damn.
I think a lot of people have fear of heights. Like, so that's not really uncommon.
I put that on my list as one of mine. So I have it listed as acrophobia too. So that's actually one of mine too, Mo.
Nice.
Because I don't know how yours is, because mine, I'm so extreme where if I get two steps up a ladder, I'm already shaking.
Wow.
Two steps, I'm already like, not just shaking, but I'm like this. I'll like, if you should ever see me going up a ladder up two steps, I will like move slowly. I'll be focusing on my center mass. I'm overthinking the shit out of myself because I don't want to fall.
You hiding that mess real good, bro. Because I work with you. I see you step on ladders. I know.
But I have to. I have to tell myself, you're confident. You can do this. Like in my head, I'm telling myself, you can do this. You can do this. And as I'm doing it, like I don't want to show that I'm afraid to people because it looks weird sometimes, you know. And I don't want to show that fear. Like there was a time that they needed help with that ladder that Mo was talking about with the rope, and they were gonna go up to change his light bulb, and I was like, y'all can go up there. I'm gonna go and.
Damn.
I didn't want to hold the ladder, bro. That's how scared I was. I was like, nah. Like, because my biggest fear, and I don't even know if this has ever happened or not, but my biggest fear is that I'll slip and my feet will go through the ladder and I'll break my bone in the steps of the ladder somehow. Like, that I don't know why I think that's going to happen. It probably won't. Maybe. I don't know.
Hopefully.
But every time I get up to the second one, that starts seeping into my head. Like, bro, that shit could happen. And I've thought about, like, I've imagined how that would look like. And just that has it'll cripple me, bro, when I get up there.
Damn.
And it sucks that I have to face my fear, like, for all, like, all the years that I've worked in jobs. Like, I've always had to do some kind of thing involving ladders going up or doing something. And every time I'm like, why is it always me? Why do I always gotta do this bullshit? Like, and I tell people, like, oh, I'm afraid of heights. And they're like, oh, really? Well, get up there then.
Like,
what the?
I just told you I'm not good with heights, and you're gonna say, "Oh, good, you're gonna be the first volunteer." Yeah, that doesn't make sense.
Yeah, bro. People think I'm joking. That's why, like, nah, you know, they see me. I'm a big guy. Like, yeah, nah, you're not afraid of. Yes, I'm afraid of heights, just because I'm a big dude, and I got muscles or whatever. And you know, to most people, you might think I'm tough looking, whatever. But nah, there's some things that will cripple me, and that's one of those things, bro. Mm-hmm. I mean, I'll do it, but I'll go up to like a grandma, bro. I'll take my sweet ass time and do whatever I got to do. But best believe I'm fighting myself inside. I'm dying. Like, my heart rate will go up. I'll get anxious and stuff. But yeah.
You see what I mean, y'all?
You can hear it in my voice, too. Like, how afraid that makes me, like, yeah. So that's, yeah. So me and Mo are not, obviously, we're brothers, so that would make sense.
Yeah, what are you saying about you?
I said that that would count as Rubens, too, so.
Yeah, that's what it is. Yeah, that worked out perfectly. It just segued into myself. So, when I was growing up, I had for the most part, it was me, my older sister, and then my kid sister. I called her my kid sister. The sister that was growing after me. Mm-hmm. So our terror, me and my kid sister versus our big sister, because she's we're her siblings, so obviously who's she gonna pick on, bro?
Right.
Her siblings, so
right.
And what she was used to do to me was she used to wait till I'm laying down, grab a pillow, jump with her whole body weight, and just lay on my head.
Hold on.
Now, knowing that, what do you think that fear would be?
The fear of suffocation. Yeah.
Yes. Well, yes, that too. That too. But more importantly, it's claustrophobia, fear of confined spaces.
Right.
And then you're like, you might be asking, because you guys know me. And some people listening to the show know me. Ryan, weren't you in the Navy, sir?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know that you're going to be in an enclosed vessel for 4 years of your life, sir?
Mm-hmm.
Minimum 4 years of your life. Do you know there's a possibility that you might be put in a submarine?
Uh-huh.
You didn't think about these things? And the answer to that question is no, I did not think about that. I did not.
Yeah.
But coincidentally, it didn't really bother me being on a ship. I was on a carrier, so that's the biggest vessel.
Oh, dang.
So it's like a little floating apartment complex, bro. Like, it's huge. Right. So I didn't really have issues there. Ruben knows we have to wear a containment suit with one of the drugs we used to mix.
Mm-hmm.
And one day, I don't know if it was me and you. No, it was me and you suiting up.
Mm-hmm.
And when you put the suit on, you find start taping me up, and I realize I'm in here and I'm taped in.
Oh, yeah.
You didn't notice it. In my head, I was counting, like, okay, chill.
Uh-huh.
And then I sat down for a minute because I was about to Hulk rip that mess off of me, bro, like, quick, because I was about to panic.
Right. As he puts the last tape to seal it up, he's just like...
bro, exactly, bro. That's 100% how it happened, because I realized, dang, like, I'm in here.
Yeah.
So, yeah, like, tight spots, bro, like, it depends on how bad it is, but...
You know what's crazy? Like, that's your fear, and then there's dudes out there that go into these caves that are so tight, I'm like...
Yeah, no. No, thank you. Yeah, what is it called? Cave diving, spelunking? Is that what it's called?
It's something, bro. I'm like,
the dudes that like crawl into like the holes, you know, and they like,
no, I'm almost there, bro.
Brother. And then there's a chance that the it can like fall in. Mm-hmm. I'll die just off a heart attack. I wouldn't even have to worry about losing air. I'm gonna pass out the moment that ground's closed and I know I'm stuck. Yeah, it's over. It's gonna pop. I'm gonna go. They're gonna find me. All that's gonna be white. No, like, dude, turn it to storm real quick. Yeah.
This man, 80 years in a second.
Yeah, man, I can already see it. Man. But yeah, that's one of mine. Claustrophobia for sure.
For sure.
So I'm hit you guys with my second one. It's a little bit similar, and I kind of got confused after I said it. I thought I said it, but I didn't. This one is aerophobia.
Mm. Okay. Oh, I do sound like what I thought. Okay.
Yeah. It's the fear of air. No, I'm just kidding. It's the fear of flying. So I got a
fear of flying.
I've only been on two. I can count how many airplane flights I've been. I've only been on two flights. Well, I guess how three long, if you count the one coming back home. You know what I mean? But,
what was the longest? Like, how long was that flight?
It was to Miami, because we went to Miami, but it was that one we had to go to. We went from LAX to, I believe it was Jersey, and then from Jersey to Miami.
Oh, okay.
So, man, and then to tell you that it was at night, you know, when we took off from LAX and we were flying over the ocean, bro, I was tripping. You know, you look out, all you see is water.
Yeah.
I'm like, how are these fools like flying this motherfucker? You know what I'm saying? But,
mm-hmm.
I don't know. I just feel like every time I'm on there, I'm gonna die. Like, I just feel like he's gonna use that opportunity. He's gonna take me down. And I'll start looking at people. I'm like, nah, He wouldn't take that old lady too, would he?
Nah, yeah.
Nah, maybe. I don't know that old lady.
Damn.
I'll be looking around like,
wow. Yeah.
Man, that guy's wearing a cross. That guy's got to go to church. Hold us down, bro. I know you say the prayer first. Yo, I'm like looking around looking for like,
survivors. Any way to rationalize your fear. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Fair enough.
Even when we went to go see my cousin, he lives in Colorado, it was 1 hour.
That was
1 hour too long for me, bro. Like, I was sweating. I was just saying, and like River says, like, we try not to show our fears, right? Like, we try and, you know, we don't want to be like having a fucking panic attack. That guy's not real. And, you know, I'm not going to do that. You know? But, you know what I mean? So, that just the 1 hour flight was too much, man. I was just like, it's going down. You know, you get the little turbulence. I'm just like, oh, here it comes.
Yeah.
Here it comes. Leonard Skinner comes to my mind. Aaliyah comes to my mind. I'm like,
those flights that go down.
Yeah, everybody, mm-hmm, bro. I'm just like, oh, here it goes.
That flight that disappeared, they still haven't found that plane?
Ooh,
that's crazy, bro.
Yeah.
That's crazy. How a whole Boeing go missing, bro? Yeah, that's the scary part when a whole vessel can go missing. So that's crazy.
Like, vanish.
Yeah, that's wild. I remember my first flight was obviously when I was flying to boot camp. That was my very first time on an airplane. Where'd and I was go? Like you, Ma. Yeah.
Florida?
It was in Chicago. I forget what it's called. The actual Great Lakes.
Mm-hmm.
That's where naval boot camp is. Great Lakes. So yeah, that flight. Oh my God, your boy was
stressed,
man. But a good thing it was nighttime, so I couldn't really see much. But that's like, I've never been on anything that taken off that initial feeling alone.
Mm-hmm.
I said, what the fuck? Then that decline, you can feel everything. I was like, oh heck, no. Once it stabilized in your air, it's not so bad. And it was like I said, it was dark time, so I couldn't. Yeah. I looked out the window, I couldn't see anything. Then the landing, and then the landing was during the day, so I was like, oh Lord. Now, I've been on so many flights now, man.
Yeah.
Yeah, the only thing, when that turbulence kick in, that's the only thing that sucks. But typically, man, flights are really smooth, bro. Like, it's a rare occasion. And people tell you, you're more likely to be into an auto accident. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Then something happened on the plane. But
to be fair, like if you had to compare it, like they told you, would you rather be in a plane wreck or a car wreck? I'd rather take the car wreck.
Oh yeah,
yeah, that's a hard choice right there. I don't even know how to answer that one, man. That's,
I mean, the odds are probably more in your favor in a car accident than a plane.
Nah, I don't know.
Because it depends what kind of car accident, and I guess it depends what kind of plane accident happens. You know. If it's like the engine is gone and you're just nosediving, it's over.
Because you got to think about the airplane. You got to be going, 200, 100, just to even be in the air, stabilized.
Mm-hmm. Right.
The most you're going to be going in the car is like 100.
Like, the likelihood that you're going to collide with something in the air is very slim.
Because
you do know you can get really hurt even if your car is going like 25 miles an hour, you hit a wall.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Now, Matt, but what accident happens at 25 miles an hour? None. You're usually going
40. 50,
yeah. 80. So think about that, because you're not going to impact anything on an airplane. You're going to crash. But if you get into an auto accident and you impact some at certain speeds, yeah, that sounds horrible, sir.
Yeah.
So I don't know, man. I feel like I might want to get on that plane, man. I feel like if I had to choose. I'm not. Can you imagine impacting a vehicle going 75 miles an hour? Do you know what that feel like, bro? Do you know what metal happens with metal or any solid object going that fast and you collide with something?
The only way I can see you surviving that is if you're drunk, because you obviously
unless you get ejected, God forbid. You know what I mean? So if I had to choose, like, it's a hard choice. But now just talking to myself down, if I had to choose, it's plane, bro. Easy.
Yeah.
I think I had that fear like in the beginning when I first started going on plane rides, but after a while I kind of got over it. I was like, you know what, not that bad.
Yeah.
But it would make sense because he has a fear of heights too. So
it totally makes sense.
So my other fear, now I don't know if this is an actual phobia or anything, but it's just something that I hate. It's when I have the hiccups. Now, there was a story that I found out a long time ago of a person who was never able to get rid of the hiccups.
Yeah.
He ended up having the hiccups for life.
Yes.
Bro, just when I heard that.
I can't imagine, bro.
As soon as I heard that's possible.
Oh my
God. Bro, every time I have the hiccups now, I'm like.
Yeah.
Right away, bro. I don't care. I'll water. My hiccups don't last longer than a few seconds, bro. Because I don't. And just.
I didn't know that was an actual fear, though. That's.
Just knowing the fact that you somebody can have that, bro. Imagine you smash it.
You would get tired.
You're eating, you choke. Or, I don't know, bro. Like, how you sleep? I don't know. Like, what the fuck?
With hiccups, that's true. How would you sleep with the hiccups? Yeah, he had to figure it out.
You hope, well, you're sleeping? Yeah, your whole
body. That's pretty much what it's doing. I mean, like, sleep. Yeah.
Bro, like your life would be miserable. Like, just I mean, I don't know. It's just, I guess, because hiccups irritate me. So just knowing that, like,
yeah,
something like that could happen. That's a fucking fear. That's what scares.
That's crazy. That's one of your fears, bro.
Nah. I know that's a real irrational fear. Like,
that's a new fear unlocked.
That's definitely a fear unlocked. Hell yeah.
Yeah, that's kind of maybe a little too far out there, a little sus, but
it's a little bit too irrational. Mm-hmm. Actually, that's rare though. So.
But just think about it, bro. Just think about it, bro. Like, I just thought about it too, because I remember one time we were talking about one of my coworkers, like an old coworker, and she was like, "Damn, that's true. Like, what if, yeah, you're eating or what? You can't do nothing. Like, how do you work? Like, who mm-hmm. can't work in customer service? I don't know.
You can. I don't think you get hiccup while you're eating, because to the act of swallowing, you can't try to hold your, like, you can't breathe when you swallow. Like, mm-hmm. it's one or the other. So, right. And I think the whole thing of a hiccup is like with air. So I don't think you can get a hiccup while you're eating.
Oh.
Yeah, that's why the people tell you to drink water when you get the uh-huh. hiccups. Kinda, uh-huh. But I mean, it's making you hold your breath, essentially.
Right. But this guy who got it and just, obviously he did whatever he could and can't get better at it. Like, and then imagine his hiccup breaks like every, what, 10 seconds or something? Every 10 seconds.
Damn, bro. That's torturous, man. So, I don't know.
Imagine.
If it happened at birth and he grew up with that, that's different. If you're a grown man and it happens to you,
I read the story, like, it happened, like, I don't know, mid into his life or some shit.
Mid, like, maybe, like, 10.
30s, 40s.
Oh, no. Nah. Yeah. Nah, bro. Yeah, that's definitely a fear unlocked, sir.
Yep.
No, thank you.
Yep.
No, it's like, it can happen tomorrow.
Nah, I'm good. Lord, please, Lord. If you're listening, don't do me like this, Lord. Let me go on this plane, Lord, and take me out.
Out of all that bamboozles that I've got in my life, let it not be that. Like,
I would rather get in a plane accident than have the hiccups for the rest of my life. That's how much I hate it.
Get squished underneath the cave.
Yes. Hold on. Hold on. Lord, don't listen to him. That's not my answer. No.
Is that right?
So mine. No. Hey, I don't want that. No, thank you. My next one had, because of, like, I had an experience as a kid at the beach.
Mm-hmm.
Now, y'all know the birds at the beaches, they is savage, bro.
Brother, mm-hmm. yeah.
If they want what you got,
yeah.
Oh, they coming to get it.
They're like New York birds, bro. They're like,
them,
what?
Them seagulls Natures. Or whatever them bird, mm-hmm. they coming to get it, bro. You eat, you walking around with your sandwich. Mm-hmm. You feeling good. My sandwich is bomb. Like, give me that.
Mm-hmm.
And if they don't get it the second time, the other homie going to come. Oh, I got mm-hmm. you, bro. Don't even trip. So, yeah.
And then they'll fly around and take a shit on you, too. Like,
they is downright just disrespectful bastards. So, because of that happened as a kid, any animal with wings, any winged animal flying towards me, I can't. I can't do it, bro. And this even goes to the size of insects. So I know I'm a grown man. I work out. Yes, I know. But if a ladybug, whatever, laugh if you want to, damn it. I'm just keeping it a buck. I know, man. That's why I said I wasn't too sure about this episode. I'm ashamed.
Hey, Ryan, you know those little flowers, the ones that they look like little cotton? Where you can blow at them and then flow. If one of those come at you, you gonna get scared or what?
Nah, that's nothing. It gotta be, it gotta have a heartbeat or whatever. Okay. But like, I'm assuming they got a heartbeat. It gotta be a creature, man.
Yeah.
I'm exaggerating with the lady, but I don't want her to land on me, obviously. But anything with wings, man, it just freaks me out, man. So, and the fear of that one is, I'm about to slaughter this. Hold on. Let's see if I can pronounce this one. It is, I can pronounce that. Aerozoophobia.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Arrow, air, zoo, animal, phobia, fear of.
Makes sense.
Yeah. That makes sense. That one actually makes sense when you say it. Yeah. But yeah. Anything, like I say, bird, especially birds are my nemesis, bro. Like, I don't see how people just walk. Like there's a place like in the middle of a field or something, and it got like mad pigeons. People just walk in the middle of it. I'll be looking at them and I'll be like, bro, for real? Like, you just walking in there and flapping.
Dirty ass pigeons, too.
No, just flapping all around you and stuff. No, bro, that's just, I can't do it.
The rats or the birds?
I remember when I worked this warehouse job, and then we were just working, right? And then we just heard some flap, flap, flap. What's this? what is this flapping? Like, y'all hear that? Yeah. We heard it again. And then we heard a screech, a screechy sound. Like, not a bird, but it was a bat, bro.
Dang. Oh, no.
So that's the bat. Worse.
So, I actually got a bat.
So we working, we trying to pick our product and stuff, and this bat flying around. And so it flew up my boy. And we was like, yo. And he's like, bro, the way he matrixed his jacket, this dude took his jacket, spinned it around, threw it, and it landed on it. I was like, yo, you might be a mutant or something, bro. Like, the way he did that. Because it flew right for, I was like, what the hell?
There's people that are, there's people that'll grab possums by the tail. Like, nah. Bro, people, there's people that just be like,
no, I'm not. No, I'm definitely not. Not that. Yes, weirdos, exactly. That's just off that alone, I'm not judging.
Weirdos out there. I don't know.
Yeah, so but I'm like, man, you had that bad. Just like, it almost, oh, I was like, I got the chill. I'm doing the chill.
I would burn that jacket after, bro.
Oh, yeah. Which we kind of got the jacket, or he did. Cause, like, it's not one of his fears. He just was, you know, so he just grabbed like it was nothing. I'm like, bro, what the heck? I'd have been.
I'd have been sweating.
Yeah, so yeah, anything with the winged animal, you can keep those. Oh, nothing to do with that.
Yeah.
No, thank you.
Alrighty, guys. So for my third one and final one, this one is called agoraphobia.
Hold on. I feel like we just talked about this. Oh, that sounds so annoying.
Fat things.
A fear of, we literally just said this, man. It sounds so familiar, Goro. Mm-hmm. Fear of, because not heights, obviously, we just did that one.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Damn, hit me, Mo, what is it?
This one is the fear of being alone in a situation or place where escape might be difficult. So, like, being stranded,
that's
the only time I can think of a situation where I actually had this, you know, phobia personally, like, activate, was when I was, like, really young. And I had a job interview. I was like 17 and took the bus. It was OCTA back in the day. Took the bus that was like literally in front of the house, and the bus went on the freeway. And I was like, I didn't know this motherfucker goes on the freeway. No phone. I didn't have no phone. I had literally I printed out the GPS on MapQuest. So that's how I was able to, like, okay, so I got to go through here. You got to go that way. I ended up at the South Coast Plaza on the bus. And I remember I had to call the payphone. I called my mom, like, yo, I'm in South Coast Plaza. I don't know how to get home. She's like, cross the street, wait for the number 41 bus. She knew the exact number. She's like, wait for the number 41, whatever, and then it'll take you right back home. I was like, thanks, mom.
You know, damn.
Payphone saved my day.
Mm-hmm.
Got my ass home shitting bricks. My mom was like, I didn't even make it.
For those young listeners, payphone is one of those things where you use back in the days to make phone calls, because back then people didn't have cell phones.
Shit, payphone. This man said MapQuest, sir.
We might have some young listeners that are like, what?
None
of that. Had to print something out and take it with you.
You was lost. Mm-hmm. You was lost.
Lost. Mm-hmm. Like Mo said, you had to get a call to bail out or somebody to help you, you just had to figure it out. Yeah, damn.
That's definitely
a unique fear.
I
can see that.
But yeah,
I can feel my heart racing a little bit just you telling me that story. Like, what?
Yeah.
Now my last fear is, it's kind of like a double one, because I have this big fear of like surgery / like open wounds and needles, like anything all that related, because that's all kind of like medical one area. But like, I think I've told this story to you guys already, but when I was young, like, I don't know, 6, 7, I think it's like one of my earliest memories that I have. I just was scared of needles. I don't know. Like, and then, you know, I went to the doctors and I was like acting out because I was scared. I was like, what, you're going to poke me with that thing? Am I what? Like, I didn't understand it. So, and then, you know, like growing up, it's like, if you acted up, it's like, you just got smacked. So the doctor's like, if you don't chill, we're going to poke you in the butt. And I was like, fuck that shit. Poke him in the ass. So poke me in the butt, and that was I still remember that sting, and I remember like nah, this is already a fear. Like, I'm scared, I'm afraid of needles. So just growing up, I was just afraid of needles, like I always, every time I, even when I got the blood taken out one time, I was like, I was just like this. They squirming the whole time. And I was like, I was paying attention to what the lady was telling me, the nurse, but you know, the whole time I'm like, my hand felt weak. Like I felt like I, like my hand didn't exist to me anymore. Like when they poked it, I was like, and then too, like even just seeing like surgery videos or open wounds, anything like that. That automatically just makes me weak. Like I would just like, I'll vomit or I'll just like,
wow,
squirm, bro. Like, you know, even when I've gotten like, I got like one maybe scar on my leg where I got bit by one of my pets like a long time ago, and it was kind of big, but that like scared the shit out of me. Like I was like, I don't know, like I was freaking out for a good minute. But that's how I'm always scared. Like if I ever get a cut or something, or if they ever say the word, oh, you might need surgery, I was like, nope, just let me live. I don't care. I don't need the surgery.
Damn.
No, I'll just deal with it somehow.
Fuck they it. Can put you out, so you don't have to deal with all that.
Yeah.
That
even that's another thing, right? Getting put under you, there's a chance you might
not. I think that's an actual fear.
That's another fear, too. Like, so yeah. It's like, oh, okay, go do surgery. I'm scared of. Oh, no, they're going to put me under, which now, I don't know. Just I don't know. I'll just deal with it. Fuck it. I'll just deal with the broken arm.
Wow, bro.
Okay.
That's fair. I mean, you know.
It's just I don't know, man.
I guess once you're like used to getting shots, like I say, when you're in the military, you're always getting shot with something. So, like just off boot camp alone, they lined you up, and then it's like, let's see, 1, 2, at least between 4 and 6 nurses. So you got one on each side of your arm, and they're like, all right, walk through. You walk up, boom, boom. Walk into the next two, boom, boom. That's when you get there. So, and then throughout the your you know, service, obviously they give you all the immunities. You got to, you know, get your shots.
Mm-hmm.
So basically getting a needle is cool. Now, when you said drawing blood, that's where.
Ooh,
a little different. And that's why it gets me, because I see my blood coming out. So that ooh, freaks me out. But like just the needle going in or whatever. But like once I start seeing my blood come out, I'm like, oh, nah. Yeah, that's what I'm like. I gotta look away.
I'll be getting squirmy, bro.
Yeah, and last time I got like, I was doing like a checkup. I do one every year, but they said we're gonna do a full panel. Is that cool with me? Well, a full panel was like, I think like between 8 to 10 vials of blood, bro.
Dang.
So I'm sitting there with the needle on my arm. She's just putting a vial in. Boom, grab another one. Boom. Bro. I'm sitting there like, oh, I'm getting no, now. It's like by the fifth one, I'm like, oh god, if you don't hurry up, I'm about to pass out. Yeah,
I'm gonna die.
And then when I did, okay, yeah, be careful because we took some blood. So, and then sure enough, I stood up like, ooh, wee.
Mm-hmm.
And that's a little bit of blood, bro. That's how I went, like in movies or you see somebody losing blood and they still moving a certain way. Like, nah, bro. No. I lost a little, little vials of blood and I was feeling some type of way.
Mm-hmm.
So, if you get a cut and you leaking, you're not, no.
You're gonna be
super woozy. You're not gonna be doing too much of moving. So,
mm-hmm.
But yeah. So that one, yeah. The needle thing with the blood, yeah. But like as far as surgery, no. If I need surgery,
you better than me, brother.
I don't want to do it, obviously, because you know, obviously, going under is scary too. So people go under, they don't come back out. That's scary, bro. Yeah. So, and you only can go under so many times. They can't give you. That's why they ask you, have you ever had surgery? If you had, then they ask you, you know. Cause sometimes they give you that. You can do, hey man, right, you good? Right. Yo, and that's it. Yeah, so that's scary, and I feel you on that one, though, Ruben. All right, so my final one is I don't even think this is an irrational. I mean, to me, because it just makes sense, but it's probably because one of my fears. That's why it makes sense. Just imagine you just on a vessel floating in the water, bro. You just enjoying yourself. You just like, oh, this is a nice view, because it really is. By the way, I don't know if you guys been on a boat. In the middle of water, it's a nice. Aesthetically, it's very nice
in the daytime. But I think at nighttime, it's
you see where I'm going with this. Okay, so either way, because like the sun don't shine in the water, brother. So it just works if it is dark. But like obviously, you know, once you get to a certain depth, it's dark, brother. So imagine you're on the boat, you just fall over, and you fall in. And you start to fall, bro. And you start to just get engulfed with more water. And you start to realize that around you is just
nothing.
Water.
Mm-hmm.
And anything can pop out. Because what I think the seas are what, like, maybe I could be, I'm just throwing around a number, like maybe only 20% discovered all the stuff that's down there.
Something like that, yeah.
Somewhere, it's a low number.
Mm-hmm.
So we don't know what's down there, bro. So so can you imagine just being submerged in that much water, man? No way. I would, just like when I said I'll have a heart attack in a cave. Oh, if I fall in the water, sir. If I fall in, brother, Yeah, I might just start drinking the water and let myself go. Like, start taking some gulps.
Let's hurry it up.
Before damn Moby Dick come out of Jaws or somebody. I don't know, a big ass octopus or something. I got all my imagination, bro. I know it's something down there. The Kraken is real. Anka, nobody say. Mm-hmm. Loch Ness is real. The Kraken is real. Damn, Godzilla big ass might be down there.
All that is down there,
brother. We don't know what's down there. 20% ish. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So like, yeah. So basically, that's the it's like two fears in one. So it's thalassophobia / aquaphobia, fear of water / fear of the depths of a body of water. So
yeah.
And I don't think that's. I'm pretty sure I'm not the only one because there's no way, man. That's nuts. Now, like Mo said, can you imagine being there, falling in the water off the boat at night?
You feel something brush your leg?
My god, the moment that happened, I'm done. I'm about to anything touch my leg, I don't care if it's a leaf, I don't know what it is, a dart, I'm dead, bro.
Mm-hmm. I'm like, just take me.
Just take me down, man. I got it. This is how you want me to go. You're just telling me right now.
You know what? It's not kind of stupid, bro, but there's some times where instances where I think about, man, I should just get like implanted like a cyanide pill in case just.
What is a Russian spy?
You know what I mean? Hey, whatever, bro. Like, just had that mess in your cheek. Just in case you get in the cave or you get attacked by a flight of birds or you fall off a ship. Yeah, let me go to chew on his cheekbone real quick. Let me go and get this over with. Hey, that's not a bad idea, Ruben. I'll be down there. Yeah. But only thing is, I have one of those things where I'm always chewing on, like, when I'm bored or I chew on the side of my mouth. So that probably wouldn't be the best place for me. But I can see
accident.
Yeah.
Like, damn it. Yeah, it's too late, brother. You ain't no coming back from that one. But maybe we should carry one of them pills around us, man. Just as half of it. You know how people carry condoms? But me and Ruben got a damn. Got a pill in our pill. Like, what's that pill for? Mind your business. You ain't got to know what this pill is for. It's for emergencies only.
Are you falling in that water?
That's my plan B. That's a man's plan B right there.
That's what Tupac said. I was going to tell you guys. He said a real man chooses when to go.
You're right, on my own terms.
That's right. I was gonna tell you guys about two phobias. I was gonna say the name of the phobia. Now these are kind of weird and they're just like so off the wall kind of. I just wanted to see if you guess.
Oh hell yeah.
Could you take a guess or whatever. And now these ones, they're hard to say already, so it's just another level of difficulty right there. Mm-hmm. But the first one is arachibutyrophobia. Or it could be arachibutyrophobia.
Arach is in there, so it's kind of something with.
You would think, but arachibutyrophobia. Yeah, more or less.
The fear.
It's not arach like spiders.
Is that the one where it's like the fear of yellow or some shit? Yeah.
No, I'll tell you. I'll give you guys a clue. It's food related. The food related.
Food related.
Phobia. Arachibutyrophobia.
That'd be like the fear of sushi or some shit. Yeah.
The fear of swallowing. No way.
Close.
I'll tell you right now. It's the fear of peanut butter sticking to the roof of one's mouth.
Oh, Lord. That's a fear, bro?
That's a fear. Yeah.
The fear of peanut butter getting stuck to the roof of your mouth.
Yep.
That's hilarious.
Wow. Wow.
No. What am I gonna do?
Don't do this to me. Can you imagine you got somebody in the torture chair? and they strong, bro. They taking all the torture you give them. They taking licks. Boom, you slicing them up. Mm-hmm. Oh, you ain't gonna talk? You sure? They come up with their jar of Jif real quick. Mm-hmm. And my man starts sweating. Like, hold on.
No, right now.
Yo, that's crazy, bro.
Head off with some jelly.
You might as well make that man a sandwich there. Tell him who he needed or something, man. That's hilarious. All right, what's the next one?
Let me give you one of my honorable mentions, bro. Okay. I got two.
Okay, come on.
Okay.
So this one is nomophobia.
Okay.
Nomophobia.
Fear of being friends with Mo.
Damn.
Out of here.
He's a scary man. You know, I don't know if we can be friends.
That beard behind is something.
Yeah,
I thought it was fake when I read it, but this is actually a phobia. This one is used to describe a psychological condition when people have a fear of being detached from mobile phone connectivity. So literally, no more.
I have that.
Wow.
I have that.
So that's more of a newer one. I guess I feel like I could, you know, like if I was stranded and I have a phone, I would definitely have that.
Nope. I would 100%. Just me not having my phone, I panic. Where my phone? Like, I'm that dude.
I remember one time I forgot my phone, like, here, and I was at work, and I was like, you know, whatever. I don't really have that fear. But I'll have it when sometimes I have that fear. I feel like I have it on me and I don't have it because I always have it on me. So for me, it's opposite. So I always feel like I have it on me and sometimes I don't.
Oh, okay.
So I try not to have it on me.
Mm.
I always feel like I have it on me. But then, yeah, that's a
more newer fear, I think. Go Road, what was your other one?
This is a long ass one because it's just the word. I don't know why the phobia is this long, but the word. But it's hippopotamonstrous kidelephobia.
Sir.
Hippopotamonstrosis kipedaliphobia.
Oh my God. The fear of having hippopotamus sized nuts.
I know this one.
You know what it is? Huh? What is it?
I know what it is. You don't want to take another guess, right?
Oh.
Hippo. What's it? Say it again.
Hippopotamonstrosis kipedaliphobia.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So monstro hippo.
It's hippo monstro first.
Hep or hip?
Hippopotamonstrosis kipedaliphobia.
Fear of being mauled to death by a hippo.
That would be a good guess, honestly, based on the word. No, go ahead, Mo, say it.
It's a fear of long words.
Your long words.
And coincidentally, the word is long.
Word is long.
They did that on purpose.
Yeah, I know.
Like that. Lisp, you know what I mean?
Yeah. Dang, nah, yeah. I would have never guessed that. That hippo monster, what? Yeah, I guess, bro.
I think the only time I had that was
you see
like
a long word, like, nah. Wait,
not like in school, they tell you to, they call on you to, you know, say the word, and you're like,
But the fear is actually more not like that you're afraid of long words, it's just you're afraid of like mispronouncing it, afraid of mispronouncing them in public or whatever. So you have that fear of mispronouncing long, big words.
Okay.
That's what that fear is. Which this guy, I guess, could kind of coincide with like public speaking.
Yeah.
That's like a generic fear, I guess.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
For everybody. So now, if we had to rank these, or if we had to put them in order from like maybe least plausible to most plausible of, I mean, some of these phobias are not like our phobias. Like the birds one doesn't really affect mine.
Yeah.
But like the cave one, like the close spaces, that I'm sure I don't have that much of a phobia, but I am a little bit claustrophobic, I think. I don't know more what your.
No, I mean, well, I guess it depends on the situation. Like, if I was in a cave like that, like now, I'd be fucking claustrophobic, you know, in this situation. But I can be in I can be in a small room. I can be in a enclosed space for a long period of time. I'd rather prefer it actually, but that's me.
Mm-hmm.
But then again, I did do a lot of hide and seek when I was young. So, and then my brother wouldn't even go look for me. He'd just leave my ass in all of it.
Yeah.
But.
Yeah, I don't know. I guess, are we picking from all of ours or just our own list?
I mean, I was looking at our list, but I don't think hiccups would, not like, I only heard that one story.
Mm-hmm.
So that's probably never happened. Fear of heights, I'm never getting really get on ladders. And, you know, now when I do get on ladders, like I have a system now to kind of help me out. And then I'm never really around needles and stuff. So I don't really think mines are going to be even plausible or were happening. Ryan, birds are everywhere. So that kind of seems the most likely, I think out of all our fears.
To happen?
To get attacked by birds.
Yeah.
I mean, it's not a fear, but these birds do attack, especially the ones at the beaches.
Mm-hmm.
There's some crazy ass birds, bro.
Yes.
I mean, I don't know. Or even too, like, what if a bird dies just midair and just fucking plops on you? I don't know.
Oh, that's what it does. That's an actual fear too, of like something can fall and kill you. Yeah.
I think out of all our fears, Ryan's is the most
more likely to happen.
More likely,
to happen. Not as irrational. I can see that because, like I say, I don't know whenever I'm going to be cave diving because I'm gonna go out on a limb here and say never. Mm-hmm. just throwing it out there. I don't think Ryan's going to be doing that. So
or going a cruise that goes into the middle of the ocean.
Yeah, so, or going in a submarine or something like that to get submerged or, you know. So, yeah, like, out of my list, the one that will probably happen is, flying animal.
Out of our three lists, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah. You guys would be the most
But the only one that I actually get a panic out of that is me, because y'all be like, swat it away, get out of here. Mm-hmm. Go mind your business.
We played Duck Hunt when we were small, so.
No. I turned to a straight bitch, like, y'all see me turn to a straight female. Y'all gonna laugh at me, bro. If I ever see a bird fly towards me, bro, I'm gonna turn to a straight. Nah, man.
Where
yeah.
did I go?
I'm gonna be running around, fouling my arms, like, please, Lord. Don't. Yeah, don't do it, man. That mess, remember that? There's a tree at work. And it was infamous for it's coming up the time of year that they like birds like they had a nest or whatever.
Nesting and shit, yeah.
So I don't know if that same breed of bird is gonna be here, but they're very territorial. Even if you walk around a tree, they diving at you. So it's a summertime, because that's when I did my incident with my thumb. Ooh. So I already had that injury, and then I'm walking to my car, and also I just see this shadow, like, what the heck is this shadow flying towards my head? I turn around, bird in my face. Flapping, like, oh, so I fall down and everybody laugh. I think like a couple of coworkers saw me, like, bro, this is, I was like, what y'all laughing about? This is a serious situation. I was having a heart attack.
People don't know.
They don't know my fear, bro. So, yeah. So, no, that's 100% more likely to happen is the animal or the bird attack.
Alrighty, guys. So, that has been another episode of the TBMP. Thank you again for joining us. Thanks for listening. Thanks for hanging out with us. You guys have any irrational fears, or if you guys have any comments on our fears, or if maybe you thought we were lying about one of our fears, don't put it to the test.
Please don't throw a bird.
No.
Don't forget to hit us up on X, show some love on Instagram, you know, all those socials, Facebook. You know what I mean? We love and appreciate you guys. So can't wait to see you guys again on the next episode. This is your host, Mo.
This is Ru.
And this is Ryan.
Peace.